It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This week, we've been looking ahead to the fall arts season, and New York City has plenty to offer, especially when it comes to dance. With me to discuss what performances she's looking forward to the most is Marina Harse, dance writer for The New Yorker's Goings On About Town. Hi, Marina.
Hi, Richard.
So let's start with ballet and classical dance. What stands out for you this season?
Well, one kind of exciting development is the fact that both of the big New York ballet companies are facing up to this lack of female choreographers on the highest levels. So they've both commissioned works from women that will be premiering in the fall. American Ballet Theater is getting a new work from Jessica Lang. It's her first piece for the company. She's an independent choreographer who's been working on her own for about a decade. She has her own company. And then at New York City Ballet, they're actually premiering two pieces by women. One is by Annabel Lopez Ochoa, who works mostly in Europe. And the other is by a member of the company, Lauren Lovett. She's a young principal, very special dancer, but this is her first choreography for the company.
And she's going to be dancing to Schumann?
Well, she's not in it. She's making it for her fellow dancers, and she's using music by Schumann. Yes, she's using a short work called Introduction and Concert Allegro, which is for piano and orchestra. And as she told me, it has many different moods, and that's what she liked about it.
So what would you say the difference is between kind of the male-dominated choreographers as opposed to a woman?
Well, I don't think there's necessarily a difference in terms of the results. What is different is that choreographers tend to be either former or current dancers. And for women in ballet, the competition's so much greater. They have to focus so much more on their own dancing careers that they often don't have time to think about their own creative external ideas. Whereas male dancers, you know, there are fewer, their path is, it's not certainly not easy, but it's less cutthroat. So earlier in their careers, they have time to start thinking like, maybe I'll make a piece.
So in the fall, we often have festivals where you can kind of get a sampler of different companies, different choreographers. What should people be looking for as far as festivals?
Fall for Dance, it's in its 13th season, and that's still a super exciting two-week festival. And it's this huge array of types and styles of dance from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. But this year we have a second contender, and it's also being held at City Center, and it's the Veil Dance Festival Remix. And it's shorter, and it's also more tightly curated because it's the idea of one person, Damien Wetzel, a former New York City Ballet star and also the director of the International Veil Dance Festival. And what's interesting about this festival is that he specializes in putting different types of dancers together, doing styles that are not necessarily what they usually do, or to music that's different. So, for example, you've got Lil Buck, who's a specialist in Memphis Jukin, which is a style of hip-hop from Memphis. And he's going to be dancing to Indian music.
And one of your picks is Indian dance?
Yes. Well, New York is becoming more and more a destination for Indian classical dance. There seems to be a really big appetite for it. And so this year, the White Light Festival has created a sub-festival, which is called Sounds of India.
I think we have some music to go along with
yes,
it.
Yes, this is Bombay Jayashree, and she's an classical Indian vocalist. The festival includes both pure music and then it's going to also contain several dance companies, including this incredible dance form called Kathakali that we really don't ever get to see in New York.
Marina Harse writes about dance for The New Yorker's Goings On About Town. There's a link to the full preview Marina wrote for The New Yorker at WNYC.org. Marina, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard. I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it.